Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
SansPants Radio, here's the good part.
Hey, even though we say D&D is for nerds, it's also for geeks. And like a good car, geeks need fuel. And the best way to get that fuel is to go to geekfuel.com/sanspants and sign up for their amazing service, which isn't actually petroleum, but it's like a bunch of cool geeky stuff that comes in a box once a month. It's like a subscription service. You pay 14 odd bucks and then these bugger lugs will send out like 50 bucks worth of stuff to your door. It's basically daylight robbery. You see, each and every box comes with a Steam game, an exclusive t-shirt, a sweet poster, and if you sign up today, you get a bonus item from the Star War. That's pretty good. So do us and yourself a favor by going to geekfuel.com/sanspants and start fueling up your geek today. Good. Good. Oh, one last thing. Before you find out who lives and dies, I just want to take this time to thank everyone for downloading the show, telling everyone you know about us, and just basically supporting us. We made it to the best of iTunes for 2015 in Australia, so thank you very, very much. Also, this is your last chance to get free postage and handling. If you use promo code KRIF, that's K-R-I-F, on checkout, if you head over to audiobooksontape.com and purchase the complete season one, completely and utterly ad-free, that comes with an exclusive 5th Ed adventure that you can't get anywhere else. Links to all that are in the show notes. And now, onward to the final chapter of Season 1 of D&D is for Nerds.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table describing their former characters in detail. That's exactly what we're doing here today. Welcome to episode 25 of D&D is for Nerds. I'm playing a dead man.
We got this.
We tried.
I guess. Joining me is Ali Kathleen as Princess Ainsley Foggyfeather, Jell Zammert,
yep.
Slea Shadow,
Super sorry.
And our illustrious DM, Adam King of the Hill.
Did you on purpose?
Shut up, Adam. Previously on D&D is for Nerds.
I want to jump in and try and reason with him. Buddy, they're drunk.
Let's try and do another rapier stab.
My drunk fucking idiot friends.
This time you score a hit.
There goes reasoning with him.
Have you ever been broken up with? Know how this feels?
Oh my god. Godspeed me. I'm so mad at the two of you.
Kriff, you fall unconscious while you're on watch. He approaches Kriff and prepares what's called a coup de grace.
That sounds bad.
Goodbye. Sayonara, gang.
Kriff, you are dead.
I'm gonna get my bow and arrow and aim it at his face and go, I've gone through a lot tonight, you piece of shit. You either help me or leave. Will you save my friends?
He looks at both of them. I'll save your friend. The innkeeper looks at you expectantly, waiting for your response to his question.
Do I get to choose which one?
Do you say that?
Yeah.
He realizes who he's dealing with. And then he says, your friend over there, and he gestures to Kriff, dead. There's nothing I can do for him.
Oh, no.
But your other one, and he gestures to Leo, he's been poisoned. For 25 gold, I can help him.
Well, I guess that makes that decision.
Resurrect me. Now.
It can... this is out of game, but that can be done.
Yeah?
You'd need to find
a giant pickle jar?
What?
That's just to preserve me.
Do we need to preserve him? If we bring him back to life and he's half rotted, will he be... A zombo?
A sambo?
No,
Zambini?
Not how it, no? Oh, he said at the same time, high five.
Well, you do not have knowledge religion, so unfortunately you do not know how this works.
But all right.
You are aware of the concept that like a powerful cleric might be able to bring him back from the dead.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's deal with the one who's not quite dead but dying.
That's me!
I'm like... having the nap of angels. Poisoned angels that are dying.
I don't think...
Help me, Ainsley.
You wouldn't dream while you're in this unconscious state.
Oh, it's because you're on your way to death.
As a side note, I had a dream last night that I was a wizard. How good.
Oh, how
That's
good.
Delightful.
Like, I swear my subconsciousness is like a 10-year-old boy.
Do you want to multi-class into wizard? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
That's a thing?
Yeah, you can take multiple classes. So it gives you more powers, but it dilutes your powers. So you get like a broader field, but...
Here's how I feel right now. We could eventually become wizards, Leo, because, you know, background, blah, blah, blah. But then at the other part, I feel as though the post-traumatic stress of losing Criff to a wizard means I may develop a huge dislike.
A tiefling. You lost him to a tiefling.
Yeah, but it was wizardry that... caused it.
No, it wasn't.
What?
He got stabbed.
I was stabbed.
Guys,
sure.
PTSD doesn't make sense to anyone.
If anything, it'd be like, I need to be a wizard to...
Annoyingly true, that is.
Something.
If you are like, fuck wizards, in bloody whatever heaven I've ended up with, I'm going to be like, the fuck? The fuck, Ainsley? You misremembered that event?
You resume and you're like, you're a wizard. I fucking hate you.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A thumping good one.
All right, let's save Bugalugs over here.
Hello.
What do you say, though?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Going back
give him
to
the gold.
No, I give him the gold. Yeah, I'd like throw it at him. Like, it's probably 23 gold, but
whatever.
Do you
need an eraser for your character sheet?
I always need an eraser. Check it. Hit me in the boobs. All right.
That's what I was aiming.
Gross.
It wasn't. Please don't hurt me.
What am I doing with said eraser? Oh, that's 25 right. I
gold?
Have the money.
Yeah, you do.
You're our treasurer. Thank God that you didn't die.
Yeah, when I was fixing up your character sheets, I realized that she does have all of the money.
Yeah, I know.
If she just left now. you just could.
Stop
putting ideas in her head, Adam.
Yeah, no, I'm going to throw 20. I feel like I want to throw like a handful and hope to God it's 23. Can you
25?
Roll? Yeah, but...
Can I roll to see how much gold you throw?
If I throw it at him.
You have one coin purse. Are you going to throw your coin purse?
No, because that's 306 golds. That's a damn good tip. No,
I
just
like
a small handful.
How much? 25. Click coin it, count it out. Here you go.
That is essentially what you would be doing.
All right, yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, so you count out 25 gold pieces, hand them to him. You lose 25 gold pieces. He nods. He picks up Leo's prone form on the bed. And carries him downstairs.
Oh, yeah, he's little.
He's so itty bitty.
As he's going downstairs, he says, you might want to pick up your friend's body.
Don't loot me. Bury me with my things.
He doesn't have much to loot. I think he has, like, maybe 2 gold. And
bury
a
me
copper.
With my cat. Like the ancient
cat's
Egyptian
dead.
Pharaohs of old.
Your cat's finally
free.
What
happens is your cat is now released from its service, quotation marks. No one can see that. Quotation marks service, and is now free to do whatever
Let's
it likes.
See what Jigglypuff does.
Which it kind of did anyway. So yeah.
Jigglypuff won, guys. Jigglypuff fucking won.
Jigglypuff told the tiefling where they could find you.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to drag. I'd like to drag.
Okay. You're not carrying me. I guess I'm dead, so who cares?
How strong am I? I'm pretty strong, actually.
You are, if I had to put it into a number, I would put it into the number 14.
This is that time when Adam was like, one of you fuckers is going to have to want to throw the other one of you fuckers.
Why are you throwing my body?
Are you throwing his corpse?
Like, have you ever thrown a body downstairs?
I would like to carry Criff. Half-heartedly. I want to carry him. You know how you pick like a kid up when it's like out of the car? Like, I'm going to put you to bed.
Like a fireman, over your shoulder?
No, the one where you carry it in your arms.
Like you're cradling my body.
Yeah, but you accidentally hit the head on the door frame. I want to do that.
Gotcha.
Please.
So like the Scott Summers holding Jean Grey pose.
Yeah.
Or Superman holding Supergirl.
Yeah, you can
Lois
lift.
Lane?
You're easily strong enough to lift him.
Yeah, all right.
Smack his head on the door.
I would like to do that.
You could lift him over your head if you wanted to.
Yes. Yeah,
as per
that.
The rules of Dungeons and Dragons.
I would like to lift him above my head, Adam.
It's a little bit more of a struggle to do that, but you can.
Victory.
It's all she ever wanted.
Yep.
Okay, so you get downstairs. The bartender goes behind the bar, behind the counter, pulls out a potion bottle. He opens it, and this foul-smelling stench fills the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's like motor oil sort of smell.
Ugh.
He like greasy. Closes Leo's. He like pinches Leo's nose and pours it down his throat.
What if it's more poison, you fools?
Leo wakes up.
Ah!
Oh no! Explain that I'm dead to poor Leo.
What happened?
Leo, you can see that Ainsley is carrying Criff
over her head.
Over her head.
Yeah. What happened to Criff? Criff?
He's sleeping.
Okay.
Your friend's dead, mate, says the bartender.
Do you not know how to deal with children, hang bartender? On, sorry,
hang, this Criff? Is a halfling. Did you think it was a child? The bartender is really...
Why is he dead? Let's bring him back.
I kind of... grab the bartender by the scruff of the shirt. You can bring him back, right?
No.
Who can bring him back? Tell us where we can go to save him.
Adam, I'd like to expel gas, as corpses do.
You fail to expel gas.
Shit!
The bartender says, how much is it worth to you?
I don't know. I want everything. I want my wizard.
Like 40 gold.
What?
40 gold. You'll take that.
Dick, you have like 300. I mean, I guess it worked, but still. Rude.
Yeah. 40.
They love you this much, but this much is maybe 40, 45
yeah,
gold.
Exactly. If he haggled,
ooh, this is 50. This is how much they love you.
Motherfuckers.
Anyway, 40 gold. Yeah.
So much for you.
Okay, he pockets the 40 gold and he says, I know a merchant ship. You'd have to pay them to take you, though.
See, that's what I thought.
The merchant ship is going by a town. You've probably never heard of it. It's on the arse end of the world called Old Ashton.
We've been to Old Ashton.
I was actually surprised you guys remember the name.
Yeah, because remember, we're like, why is it called Old Ashton? And you're like, I wrote it down wrong.
Yep.
Which town was
Memories of my past mistakes.
It was meant to be New Ashton.
But was that the town that we like, got the ship to?
So Ashton was like destroyed and then they rebuilt it and I erroneously wrote it down as Old instead of New Ashton.
Was that the one where we got Grayson?
That's where you left Markov. You picked up Grayson.
Oh, hey, maybe Grayson's gone back there.
Maybe. Nah, he's still pretty salty at us.
He'll be less
salty when he finds out I'm dead. I was his favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the one he fucks was his favorite.
Yes, it's me, guys.
Okay.
That is you.
Am I on any hit points, by the way?
You're on one hit point.
Would you like a potion?
Uh-huh.
I'd like to give a potion.
I've also found out that no one marked down any potions.
Criff did. Criff marked it all down.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
I went over all of your character sheets with a fine fucking tooth comb.
No one here had any potions.
Criff, what's wrong with
you? At some point, will be punished for your lack of note-taking.
No. Can I just...
Like now,
apparently. Put it out there. I had very clear scribbles about how much money
you did.
Had.
You did. You had very clear scribbles. No scribbles about potions.
Well, it just says potion of cure light wounds times one.
That's the one you started with.
Yep.
That would have been used. That was used a long time
ago. Adam's being mean, but okay.
I'm not being mean. I'm being right. Well, thank you very much.
I think you fucked us on the potion front.
I think me! Don't blame the dead man.
In a video game, this would be like an item duplication glitch or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, whatever. Can I have something to help me?
Can you give him some bread?
Will bread bring
what's that lambast, that elven one? Oh,
yeah.
Labna.
Hi or low?
Hi.
Rats.
Low. Midway point.
And you guys laughed at me when I used to say la hi.
Yeah.
And hello.
Hello.
You guys should invest in a wand.
I wonder how long till I...
wand do?
What's it do?
It's like, it just has a spell stored in it and you can cast it. Well, Criff. Not Criff, sorry. Criff's dead. Leo, with a roll, can cast the spell. So you could
Criff could have cast it easily.
I'd like one
Oh, yeah. No, he could have, actually.
Yeah. Okay. One.
I'd like one.
He could have done it without a roll.
I'd like one with a star at the end, and it's yellow and glittery, and I want the...
It depends on what one you get.
I want the...
Hush, Adam.
For 50 gold, I'll sell you a potion.
This is my fantasy.
45. No, yeah.
There's no bargaining here.
70?
There's no bar. Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, 50, 50 it is.
Why do you keep 50. Going?
No, she's the worst.
Another 50 gold, and you get a potion of cure light wounds, which I'm amusing. I'm assuming you're immediately down.
Uh-huh.
You recover 7 hit points, so you should be on 8 now. This guy is...
Lovely.
Lovely. I'm a fan.
He has literally asked you for money for every transaction
thus
far.
I know.
How long do rigor mortis sets in? Curiosity. Should be soon, right?
For 5 silver, I'll sell you a cloth to wrap him in.
No.
You're
just going to leave the body to the elements?
Yes.
I'm going to rot, you fuck.
Fine, we'll get a...
What does he need a blanket for? You can't feel the cold.
But no. What if like a crow comes and picks out his eyes?
Well, he's going to pick...
Crows, Ali!
He's going to pick through the blanket.
Think about crows and... What if his cat comes back and also... Where's his cat? Where's his cat? Guys,
what
where's
if
his cat?
My arm catches on a branch and just tears off?
Then you'll be a zombie with one arm.
So the bartender...
I'm going to say 2 copper pieces.
Ainsley, where's his cat?
The bartender says, in the morning, I can give you the name and location of a ship that'll take you there. I hear that you could find a cleric powerful enough to resurrect the dead there.
Okay, let's do that.
You could also find a wizard that could do that, but that's harder.
Ashton? Okay.
Not in Old Ashton.
But in Old Ashton, there's a cleric.
They fear magic there, which you guys already know.
Oh,
sorry?
Remember? We scared Mark off repeatedly.
Yeah.
Good time.
So in Old Ashton, there's a cleric there. Yes?
Maybe.
Okay.
So you guys go back to bed and the rest of the night passes uneventfully.
Oh, good.
You'll heal both 3 hit points, so you get an extra 3 hit points. You come back down and it's a different bartender, but this bartender has like a little note that he passes to you guys and he says, this was left for you.
Okay.
What's it say?
It's got the name of a ship and a dock number.
Cool. All right.
It's not a note.
The ship's name is...
Ooh, maybe we should write this down.
The Ace.
The Ace.
Oh. All right.
To go on the space.
People are confused why they heard dice rolling.
I'm confused. I saw it happen.
I thought it was funny.
Okay. All right. I'll carry Criff. You look for Grayson. Wait, I'm small. You carry Criff. I'll look for Grayson.
You carry Griff. I'll go to the boat.
You cannot carry Griff. You can drag him behind you.
What about Grayson? I'll look for his cat. Where's Jiggle Lump?
Yeah, okay. All right, let's just...
I scream out into the street, Jiggle Lump.
I feel like I was expecting
the busy street ignores you.
More emotional than Leo is. He's very panicked.
He's a bit.
Yeah. All right.
I lost my friend.
Can we get a wheelchair? That we can give Criff sunglasses and a blanket for.
Are you going to weekend at Bernie's me?
Yes.
Now I'm really into it.
Yeah.
Although you might have to pay for like a boat ticket for me as well. You're probably going to have to pay for me anyway.
Also, or one of those trolleys that you get at a warehouse. Mm. And I will tie him up with some rope.
Do we know where Grayson went?
You have no idea. He didn't tell you.
Oh, no.
You can ask around.
Super rude.
Oh, sorry, I'm dead.
Yeah. How many inns are around here?
I'm losing more. Oh, hopefully 2, and the one we were in.
How many inns?
Yeah.
Oof.
Come on, 3.
7.
Why couldn't you roll a d3?
You son of a bitch.
That seemed easier.
No such thing.
What time does the Ace leave? Do we love the docking thing? Do we know?
It doesn't. Like, it just has the place you can find it and the name of the ship.
Okay.
You could go. It's not far. You're not far from the dock. Oh, are you?
We do have to find Grayson.
You're kind of in the midpoint, actually. It's like maybe an hour's walk to get to the docks.
All right. So we've got to find Grayson, find that cat.
Trolley.
And
is there a trolley?
No.
Can we leave...
What?
Barkeep? No. Barkeep, can we leave our dead friend here for a bit? While we go find our other friend.
And a cat.
And a cat.
A silver.
2 copper.
Why? Why bother?
A silver.
Oh, okay, a silver.
Because I never remember how it breaks down.
It's a system of 10. Oh, God damn it.
Have I decomposed yet, Adam?
No.
We've wrapped you in a 5
What do you mean?
Well, when am I going to start decomposing?
Eventually.
How long does that take for a body?
I don't know.
How much?
24 hours, and then doesn't rigor mortis set in?
Yeah, good. Try.
It hasn't been 24 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
How much did I have to pay to like leave a dead body?
A silver.
One silver. Why don't you just take 2 fucking copper and then it'll...
A silver's nothing.
It really isn't.
It's 10 to 10 to 10.
Actually, I'm gonna grab 2, like a silver out of Criff's pockets and pay with that.
Did I have a silver?
I think so.
I got the character.
No, I think you threw it at someone to try and convince it that you weren't robbing someone.
I do remember.
No, he does. He has 24 gold and 3 silver.
Oh, cool. I give the silver and I pocket that 24 gold.
Oh, and 6 copper.
That's 6 copper. That. Just letting you know, keep that 6 copper because that's what we got for the vest in the very
the
first. Yeah, the coat. Oops. In that very first transaction we ever made. Forge it down into a little amulet, please.
Right, I'm just going to pocket his
off
money.
Off a vest.
Sorry, Jackson, I'm looting your dead corpse.
Hey,
but
hey. I figured it would happen.
Paying there. All right, we'll be back.
Your
all right,
are so let's, dirty.
How long does it take to search the city? Or these inns, roughly.
To search the city.
The inns, the 7 inns, you
begin.
Son of a bitch.
The inns.
7 nearby inns?
Yeah.
You go in, what do you like? Do you look around or do you ask
we
the
ask.
Bartender?
Both. Basically, we'll split well, up.
Yes.
I'll take...
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Lows. One of
and
them's going to
lows?
Win. Oh, damn. I thought it would just be the same roll.
I know, how good would that have been?
Why? That means one of you wins, definitely.
That was the point.
Okay, so Ainsley.
Yes.
You walk in, uh-huh. You ask for a man of Ainsley, not Ainsley, you are Ainsley. You ask of a man of Grayson's description, and the bartender nods and says, yeah, he just left. He was staying here the night.
Wait, do you know where he went?
Yeah, I know where he went for 5 copper.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, God.
Fucking pirate nation.
Fucking
tell
pirates
you what.
With their tedious bullshit.
What do you want? 2 copper?
5 copper. Oh, actually, wait, to be fair. 5 copper. You did not do well. I had to hold back on saying 6 copper.
It's nothing.
Yeah, I know.
It's not even. That's like think, half a silver.
I think it's less about the fact that it's just more about the
math. She has to break
math.
It apart. Yeah.
I'm the math one.
Just give him 1 silver. Give him 1 gold.
Yeah, I'm going to give it. No, I'm
do you need like
him...
a hard cover to put your thing on?
Maybe. That would be nice. It's bent over my kneecap, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not like a hard surface, but it's close enough.
Oh, look, it's some pictures.
How bloody good.
Shut the fuck up, Leo.
Hold on.
Leo, you're like walking from inn to inn and you spot Grayson in the crowd.
Oh,
you're fucking kidding me.
I wave at him. Grayson, I wave.
I paid.
I was
going to
wait
silver.
Until exactly the moment you erased.
I know. Right, I give him the 1 silver because that's what I would do.
Grayson stops and looks at you. Oh, Ainsley, you step out and you see them talking.
Oh, even better. Great.
Uh-huh.
So salty.
Chris dead.
Wait a
what?
Chris dead. A tiefling stabbed him in the night. I got poisoned.
Where's Ainsley?
Ainsley
Hello!
Is searching for you.
No, not like that. I'm going to be like, thank God you're here.
Wait, is she there?
No,
yeah, you're door? Walking up to them?
Yeah.
Then she is here.
All right,
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
She's searching for you. We also haven't found the cat.
Jigalomp.
Yeah.
Grayson remembers the name.
Jigalomp.
Why are you looking for the cat?
Because I figure he would want to know if it's Chris died. I hug him.
You would just hug his thigh.
I know.
Face at dick level. Testicles resting gently on your little halfling head.
Anyway.
Gross.
Just start weeping.
I think Jigalump would know. He's like released from his service now.
Okay, I want to say goodbye.
I feel like Jigalump would be at home here, Grayson says.
That's so true. Jigalump has found
it's
his
It's a city
here.
Of cunts.
Well, Grayson
raise
like
a fair point.
Jigalump.
But I wanted to pat
Who
him.
Who did?
We wanted to rub his belly.
What did you do with the body?
It's at the inn.
At the inn. It's wrapped in a linen thing. I think we can go and resurrect
no,
it somehow.
What?
Grayson doesn't say that. I'm saying that. You didn't pay for the
yes,
linen.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay.
Son of a bitch. Look how many things I've had to rub out because of you making everything... Bloody
a transaction.
He's yeah. in the inn. He's wrapped in linen.
Hang on. I just want to remember that line from Ali. How many things I had to rub out for you? It's
I need that pencil back. It's got my hair tie on it. I've claimed it as my ow.
This is a violent recording.
I didn't mean to throw it hard.
Oh, guys.
Don't
Adam,
hurt
this is the
me.
Time
I
that Ali beats
a
fun.
Adam gets I'm really nervous, and then I feel sorry for him and everything's fine.
Guys, I'm decomposing over here. Let's move things along.
Yes. He's in the inn. He's wrapped in linen, and there's a boat. It's called the Ace.
Show me.
And what?
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. I want to have a bit of a quick squiz around for Jigalump as we leave.
I love how you regressed about 14 years, like to a child, when all of this has happened.
As you're walking, Leo, you're like looking around and you look up and you see on the top of buildings, like following you guys from building to building, is a white. Wait, what color was Jiggle?
It was Tabby, who's orange.
An orange streak.
He's Garfield, the cat.
I always had him as white in my head. I guess really? I never asked. No, wait. That's right. I remember we talked about you were saying, like, he's a little tubby, he's orange, and I said Garfield.
Yeah, he's just Garfield. He's just Garfield.
Good. But it I like yellow. Jiggle up, we're going to the end, follow us, minister, but. And we keep going.
Okay.
Good.
You get back to the tavern.
Distressed Leo is the best Leo, guys.
I'm very upset.
The body is, like, there on a table. There's a lot of patrons are weird.
Jackson is miming this out?
He's impersonating.
No, Jackson's just planking. Yeah. But very poorly.
Slumping so down a chair.
Just watch him. Okay. So... Grayson walks over to the corpse. Before he picks it up, he says, this is Griff, right?
Yes.
I don't want to pick up someone else's body.
I assumed unless the barkeeper's done a switcheroo, I glare at the barkeep.
The barkeep's like polishing a glass or something like that. He seems, what? What? Grayson picks up the corpse and says, what's our next port of call?
We got to go to the dock. There's a boat called the Ace. It's going to Old Gashton. There's a cleric, maybe?
Who can resurrect him.
That's what the other barkeep said. Mm. Do you know of anything, Grayson?
Grayson, we're very distressed.
He was my best friend.
Grayson shakes his head. The magic is far beyond me. Actually, all magic is a bit beyond me.
Oh, Grayson.
Except for magic under the sheets.
Ainsley. Grayson, my death brings you back together.
Grayson. actually, on that topic, Grayson stops for a moment.
Oh, no.
And he looks at you and he says, this isn't over. And then he walks off with the body.
And, you like, motions son of a bitch, Adam.
He's not stealing me, guys.
He's going to use the body for his own evil experiments.
Oh, no! This could have been like trauma that made you forget about everything, except Adam holds a grudge because we don't write down items.
I don't hold a grudge. I get even straight away.
This is your fault, Griff.
So, I'm dead! So, don't speak ill of
me! You get to the boat!
Yeah.
You're at the boat! At the docks!
De Silva.
I can't remember what his ship was called. But it's not called the Ace.
He didn't dock you, did he? No.
The captain here is a half elf, a very like it's rare to see an elf with a beard, which is okay because this is a half elf, as I said, so but he has like a very, very like, you know that like someone grows a beard and you're like, don't grow a beard. you don't have enough hair
like
to grow a beard.
Like a wispy, gross, bloody.
Yeah.
Chin super visible through the hairs.
Yeah, like that sort of a beard.
Yuck.
Ew.
And it's like, you know, it's a bit grimy or whatever.
Ew.
But he seems not friendly, but he seems honest. You board and he nods and he says, half now, half when we get there.
Okay, what's that?
Oh, I didn't realize you weren't told. So going to Old Ashton, you're not planning on working your way. You have no experience as sailors, right?
I can lift things. I can help. I can get into little places. I'm real little.
He points to the front of the boat. What's that called?
The front.
The bow.
The bow?
He points to the back. What's that called?
The
starboard.
No, I have no idea.
Did I get it?
Neither of you.
Starboard's one of the sides.
Starboard's port sides, star side.
You'll have to pay your way.
I can learn.
I'm not a teacher.
You don't know. You've never tried. You don't know. You might know the joy of teaching.
Guys, he's
going to
kick
wisdom.
You off the ship.
Okay, how much we're paying? Okay, good.
You're little, so I'll give you half price.
Uh-huh.
You're about average size, though, so you'll pay full price. I'd say... He, like, tries to add it up in his head. Maybe about 24 gold each.
Okay.
Sorry, 24, 12, he says.
Yes. So you want all of it now?
Half now.
Okay.
So Ainsley's paying 12 and Leo's paying... 6. Just pay the entire thing because the trip goes uneventful. Hang on, wait.
Does it?
Yeah, the trip is completely uneventful. Okay. On an eventful scale of 0 to 100, 0 being completely, 100 being completely uneventful, and 100 being completely eventful, is the 3.
Ah.
How does my corpse do?
It's...
With the salty sea air.
They didn't do anything to preserve it.
No, they sure didn't.
It does go eventually. At some point on the voyage, they're like, what's that?
That's our friend.
As it starts to stink.
That's
the
our
voyage
friend.
Takes like a year.
I want to spend at least the majority of those nights just staring at Criff. Maybe I'll like get in bed next to him.
Oh, boy.
Just to hug. Just, I want to go full on.
You don't. You can't. It's disgusting.
Guys.
His body starts to actually liquefy. It's not great.
I'm just going to be a skeleton, you fool.
I kind of
wanted to go Norman Bates,
old
but
Ashton,
I guess not.
They have sealed you in a crate. Like,
oh, boy.
I don't even know if they could, you know, airtight sealing, but they've done as close to that as they can.
A little
can.
Bit of a group meeting with... Did
actually, no, it wouldn't be a crate. It'd be a barrel. Barrel.
I've been barreled.
You've been barreled. Did our kitty join us?
No. Not as far as you know.
Jigglypuff is in such a good place. Oh, yeah. She's probably just like made friends with the Pirate King.
Yeah, true.
Chilling out in his like palace.
Chris, do we know about like having? Did we have to keep the corpse preserved?
Is that like you're just like nearly arriving and you're like, oh no!
I told you guys a giant pickle jar.
Because like we pull out the pickle jar of the head, we preserve this thing.
Oh yeah, I did ask you to cut my head off inexpertly and present it to a king. That was my dying wish.
So do we know about priests if they need to be the body? What's did,
I said you guys have no knowledge religion, so no one
we
knows
could, the we could have, minutia we could have of like it. A skeleton friend. It's fine.
It's true.
Yeah, I don't want to really be a skeleton guy. Okay.
Well,
it's Grayson seems a little Grayson seems very, how would you say, not looking on the positive side. He thinks that maybe the corpse is too decayed to resurrect.
Uh-huh, okay.
Skeletons cannot love, guys.
When they put you in the barrel, Grayson basically starts acting like you're proper dead.
Okay. He's still coming back, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Grayson is now worried about you, Leo.
Yeah, I feel as though Grayson and I have had many late night
at some point on the voyage. Yeah, you have a lot of late night discussions until Leo starts doing that. At which point, Grayson like sort of forgets your shit, and then is like, I think Leo is not right.
Does Crit have a spell book?
Yeah, he had a spell book.
Cool. I hold it and hug it nightly and read over it a lot.
God.
Grayson is very concerned for Leo.
Can we just say, okay, I'm going to feel as though...
Ainsley, if we can't get a cleric to do this, I can do this. I think I can be your net. I can raise the dead.
I would like to spend most of this voyage, like, kind of in front of Grayson being like, it's all right, mate, it's all right. But then behind Grayson's back being like, nah, man, you could totally do it.
You're just sowing the seeds of destruction here.
No. I would like to... I feel as though Grayson can't hold a grudge for too long.
You'd be surprised.
Which is fun. But because we're going to spend a year at sea, I would like to just look after Leo in such a way while doing my own version of mourning. But also, how many times do we bang on the coat?
It's not.
Come on.
It's a year.
I didn't think you'd bang on the way there, and you did.
I would like you to try month by month until we bang.
Oh, you guys make a lot of stops, by the way. This seems to be like a very busy merchant vessel.
Oh, good. We'll get some supplies, you know?
I'll help out what I can.
I'd say maybe about four. It takes maybe a couple months for Criff to go into the barrel, and that's when he starts forgetting. So maybe at the six month point, it's kind of like it's died down again because you stopped. You're still doing stupid things, but like you haven't killed anyone without cause yet.
Good,
so.
Guys. I think I found out what it is. That is like the line.
It's like Grayson's turn off.
Yeah.
At some point, Grayson just like sort of, you're, I don't know, in a hammock together or something like that. And Grayson's like basically outlines his theory that it was the city that did it to you. And he blames the city.
Oh, sweet.
Oh my God. The power couple is back.
Back in.
Yes.
Grainsley.
Yes. Maybe.
That sounds bad.
It sounds like a type of bread.
It sounds like a bad grain alcohol.
Yeah,
it sounds like
a really tasty bread.
Do you have an allergy to gluten? Try Grainsley wheat.
Exactly.
No, it goes great with hummus.
All right.
You get to Old Ashton.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as you're off the boat, you remember why you left this place. It's cold as fuck.
Hey,
also, it's summer, guys.
Oh, what? Is it summer and still cold?
It's not a blizzard, so but it's still cold. It's like still cold.
Are you rolling me around in the barrel?
As in no movement, yes. Cold.
Sick.
Yeah, the barrel sloshes a lot. You did not put him in with water.
Guys, so your bones hitting against them. Yeah, there's like water with ice in it.
I don't think the
sound, like,
corpse is that badly decayed that you would see bone yet.
I would like to, especially near the end months of the voyage, slowly, gently hint to Leo that maybe we done goofed and maybe it would be better to honour Kruf's memory.
I'm like stroking his spellbook.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Maybe
if you just drank the Kruf Slurpee?
Drink the fluid instead. Then you'll become me.
Then he'll be inside me and he'll never die.
What do you think, Kruf?
Leo,
I'd like to have this discussion just after while Grayson is probably pushing a sloshy bucket. Leo, what do you think Kruf would want?
I want her to hang out.
What?
Have good times and kill some other wizards and gamble.
I think he had a really good life.
I think I know who I'm going to kill next.
I think I...
Debatably angry. Good life. It's okay.
Don't listen to Ghost Kruf. I think he had a really good life. And
I break down, Adam. I just start crying.
I'm just going to hold him and be like, it's all right, man. It's all right. It's okay.
I might have hit the acceptance level, but I'm not happy about it.
You know, he liked old Ashton. Maybe he would like to bury himself.
Ainsley,
bury himself?
Bad. Grayson gives you a, like, sort of a very concerned look that he's been giving you for a while now, but you think that maybe a line has been crossed.
What?
Maybe Grayson, Grayson's, like, not had it with Leo, but is, like, sort of, you know, giving you like a sort of, hey, Leo, right? So,
wow.
I would like, up with him, right?
I would like to address Grayson with the same amount of confusion that I am currently looking at you with. What?
Grayson gives you a look. You don't, hang on. Yeah, you can't interpret the look. It's a very complicated look, but you imagine that you're going to have a conversation later about Leo.
Okay.
I look up at you and I'm Ainsley and like, maybe we can bury him with Cartmichael?
In the ice?
Yeah.
You're kind of near. It's a trek, but you're the closest you've been in a while.
How funny pouring a barrel of Kruf goo into the ice.
Hey, will I freeze? Will you have a Kruf pop?
No, water, it's like underneath the water. The water underneath doesn't freeze, remember?
And Jack, you and Cartmichael can haunt that lake.
A spectral wizard on a spectral mule.
It was a river, but okay.
Whatever.
I'm just gonna look at Claire and be like, yeah, I think you'd like that. I'd be like, why don't you... I think it's important that you say a few words. So why don't you just have a bit of a think about what you'd like to say?
Okay.
And I'm just going to go over here and have a bit of a chat to Grayson.
Okay.
Get Markov. Hey. Take Markov.
I put my hand on your barrel, Jackson.
Okay. So I would like
to start like telling you things.
I would like to walk back to Grayson and be like...
Up to Grayson. He's ahead of you guys.
Oh, yeah. All right. And I would like to say to him, remember all those late-night discussions over hot cocoa and post-sex? Well,
there was very little sex on the way back.
There was some, though. That's good.
That's good.
There anyway. Was one sex.
No.
I got one.
Adam, I don't think it's...
A single I called sex it. Was
had. Adam, I would like to roll for the amount of sex that I had.
You just
I rolled. So no, you got a one.
I think, well, that's the amount of sex you had. Give me the dice. I would like to roll.
It's
give
hurtful.
Me the dice. No, I want the one with the high numbers on it. Don't give me a D6. Ow. Where'd it go?
A lot of throwing at Ali today.
I have to make it flat. Let's see how
just
much
do it on
sex
the table.
Yeah, it's far away. Hold on. Okay. Oh, that's a flop.
Doesn't land on the table, doesn't count.
Oh, fuck. All right, hold on, I'll do it again. 10 sex!
You have 10 sexes.
No, we had 11 sex. So
10?
There was one that he liked.
I'm so fucking done.
What that he liked, 10 he didn't. Is that what you're saying?
Ali had 11, Grayson had 10.
Okay, right. Anyway, so I'd like to go across to... I lost my pencil, so it doesn't matter. I'd like to go across to Grayson and just say, look, after the 11 sex we had... no, what? I think we've solved the criff issue. I understand that Leo's not really dealing with it very well, but I think he's reached acceptance, and I think I have a solution.
Go on.
Before we met, Grayson, before my life turned into the wonderful, beautiful, amazing thing it is, please stop rubbing your nose against the pop locker. We had a dear friend, very loyal, carried a lot of moose heads. His name was Cartmichael, and we lost him on our journey. And I think if we could bury slash...
Carmichael, he says.
Yes.
Do you mean Carmichael?
Is that not what I said?
You said Cartmichael.
That's yeah, his name, no, Cartmichael. His name was Cartmichael.
What?
He was...
No. This is Grayson. You're not in this conversation, Lee.
Yeah. He was a donkey and he carried a cart and we lost him. It was very traumatic, and I think that if we could dispose of Criff's gooey remains, then Leo might be able to move on and we can get back the little feisty halfling that we used to have.
Help the mourning process, Grayson.
Grayson seems very understanding on this
one. Guys,
you've turned me in like 10 minutes. Like, Grayson's a piece of shit. You're like, nah.
Grayson nods and he says something like, well, actually, hang on.
Guys, it was the 10x.
Grayson turns away and he starts wheeling the barrel again and he says, yeah, no, that makes sense. And you think he turned away because you think he might be crying.
Grayson sat over a mule.
I'm going to marry this bastard.
It brought back memories for him.
I'm going to marry this bastard. We're going to have adorable, strong babies.
Yeah.
Do you know how to get there?
Yes.
Ainsley, no. It's going to die in the waste.
We'll need horses.
Have you come back to me yet?
Well, it's on ice.
Stay with Leo. I'll be back.
Just hold on a second, Grayson. The only thing is that it's on ice, and that's how we lost Cartmichael in the first place.
Like a river or a lake.
I'm going to ask Leo for help / ask my brain for help.
Uh-huh.
Like as in back.
You guys were like, it was winter then, so you were walking over a river. The ice broke. Cartmichael fell in with the cart.
That's, I do recall. But would I know how to get there? I know how to get there.
It was a white barren. I remember actually. Yeah, no, I remember saying several times. So this will be another to the several times. It is a barren, frigid wasteland.
Did we find pine nuts?
It was
nuts
then.
There?
And
we did find pine nuts.
It was then. And not much has changed.
Okay, so do you think that we...
I guess you can see some grass now and the water is flowing.
So
but
maybe,
apart from that...
Maybe we'll take a boat if we get on the river and then we'll pour out your gooey remains.
You're not sure how big the river was.
Yeah,
you're barely even sure where the river was.
Oh, fuck.
You talking
about... Yeah, all right. Leo, I think this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I think Cartmichael would like to be with Criff, and Criff would like to be with Cartmichael and all those moose heads. Yeah.
Grayson puts the barrel with you guys.
Yeah.
I thought you were like going to break down into a rap or something. That's what it sounded like.
I was trying to be sloshing barrels and bones.
So, Grayson like rolls the barrel, sets it down next to you guys. Maybe he throws a top over it as well. He gives Leo a hug and then he says, I'll be right back.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Okay. So Leo, here's the deal.
I'm an angel.
This is very close to the icy river, but it's obviously not very icy now.
I know.
Do you reckon maybe we can
go to the Reckler River where it was flowing and we can do that? I mean, can we maybe find Markov?
I can try.
Markov didn't live in Old Ashton.
But maybe he went.
Markov lived in Terrier.
Here's what we'll do. Oh God, sorry.
So did Dustin, or he does now.
Good old
Dustin.
Why don't we go, here's what we'll do. We'll go back to the inn. Uh-huh. Stop rubbing your nose against the pop locker. Jesus.
You filthy boy.
I know. I accidentally licked it before.
Ew.
I thought you said pop and locker, and I was very amused by that.
No. You know that bit. I didn't mean to lick
so
it.
So was Jackson.
Anyway, why don't we go back to the inn where Markov was, and we'll just, because if he's going to go anywhere, he'll go there because that's his favourite place.
Okay.
So if he's there, we'll ask him to come along.
It's his favourite place.
So he told you, he didn't tell you to stay, but he said he'd be right back and you're not going to stay here?
Oh, no, we'll wait for him to come back.
Okay.
But we're just having a discussion. We'll go back there and we'll see if Markov's there. But if Markov's not there, then unfortunately he won't be there. But, it doesn't matter.
Maybe I'd say 15 minutes passes, and Grayson comes back with this big Nordic guy and three goats with like empty satchel patches.
Is that goats?
Pretty big goats.
Good. What but the goats. Fuck? Why did you bring goats? I don't care. Don't answer that.
Just... Without saying anything, Grayson like starts between two of the goats. He works up like a makeshift, like a net. And he like hefts the barrel and puts it on the net.
With the goats? Hold on, with the goats?
Taken like, by goats to my final resting.
Two goats are carrying him. And then on the third goat, he just piles in a bunch of all of your miscellaneous stuff.
Oh, all right.
He gestures to the big Nordic man. Didn't catch his name. Don't really know their language so well. But he's going to guide us.
Okay.
Oh my God. Do we know him?
Do you? Can you just go up? I was about to be like,
it's Markov. No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Touch your ear.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, how you know.
You touch his ear. You flick the ears.
I'd like to flick his ear.
For real?
Yes.
So you have to get onto your tippy toes to do it. He like leans back. He doesn't know what's about to happen. You flick his ear and he seems very nonplussed.
It's not Markov, guys.
Maybe it's a racial thing. They just don't care about their ears.
Reasonable.
That seems reasonable. I like put like a hand on the barrel and then where are we walking by? We have horses. What do we got?
Goats.
We're riding
on a goat.
Goats?
You're tiny.
You won't be riding.
Climb on top
You'll
of
be
the
walking.
Barrel.
But can I ride the goat?
It'll be all gooey.
The barrel's not gooey.
Probably,
the inside is.
Yeah.
The inside's gooey as hell. I just imagine a
slosh. Oh, no, it's a beast of burden. You wouldn't be able to ride it. It's carrying too much.
Put my hand on Criff barrel. Barrel Criff.
Criff barrel.
Criff barrel.
Criff barrel. Barrel Criff.
Take a moment. Be like, okay.
That's the closest I've ever come to your full name.
That's so beautiful.
And yeah. Okay, off we go.
Okay, you chuff off.
Stop making slushy noises.
That's the noise I make as we go.
You're traveling for maybe a week, and every time you pass a river, Grayson looks up and down as if he would know what it was, but he like checks it himself, and he asks like you two if it's the river. Mm-hmm. You can't tell, but neither.
I'd like to pick one. I'd like to just pick one.
Really? For real?
Yeah. Well, Leo's super distraught.
How far in do you go until you just pick one?
Maybe like the third one.
Rude.
Okay.
Rude.
Well,
Leo, are you going to...
Hold on a second. Is there a chance that I would actually recognize the river and we're getting closer to it?
It was a barren wasteland.
Yeah, so I'm just going to pick the third one. Leo's super distraught. He won't even notice.
Okay.
This is the one. I know.
Son of a bitch.
There's a bridge going over this
one. I can feel it. It was a bridge with Carmichael.
This
is...
That's why you went in, because there was a bridge that you could have crossed.
Yeah, that's why we crossed it, because there was a bridge.
Wait, there's a bridge.
You idiots.
But if there's a bridge, we wouldn't move it. We'd move on. Next one, then, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, Leo, you don't make the connection.
This is it. This is the one.
I remember
it well.
I'd like to note that I am in a very... underwater. The bridge was underwater. I'd like to make it a very difficult... point of that I am stuck between making Grayson happy and then dealing with Leo's mourning.
This entire trip, Grayson...
He's been good?
He's been not stepping lively, but he's been like, if people slow down, he's like, come on, we got to get going. He's like, he's keen. He's keen. And at some points he starts like just randomly, he'll flip on a tangent and start talking about this dog he grew up with. You're not sure what it's about, but you keep bringing it up. You feel it's somehow related to what you're doing.
I'm gonna
to him at least.
I'm not gonna prod, but I'm gonna be a very supportive. Oh my God, girlfriend! I'm gonna be a supportive girlfriend.
The dog's name was Tiger. For those of you listening,
that's nice. Good dog. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm just gonna slowly like just be really supportive. Always ask how Tiger. You know. Classic Tiger.
Tiger was like a mutt. You learn a lot about Tiger.
Yeah, cool.
He goes the fuck on about Tiger.
Good. You know, it's good. He needs to get it out. He's been too busy spearing people, you know?
Jackson or Criff Pompom.
So anyway, you're at the water.
Uh-huh.
God damn it. How are you going to do this?
Just
roll
the barrel.
Tap me.
Tap it. No, like get a crowbar and just wash it pour into the river.
Yes. Hold on. We would like to have a small ceremony where Leo and I can say a few words, Grayson can say a few words, and then we will. Do we have any musical instruments?
No, we had attacked a zombie with it.
Yeah, we did.
Grayson does. He's never played it though.
Oh, what?
What's he got? Please be a harpsichord. Please be a harpsichord.
A viol.
We would like him to play some sort
of
somber.
I don't want to prompt him. I want him to just do it.
Yes. He's not going to.
Damn.
Okay, I would like to prompt him to perhaps
He's
play.
Not any good at it.
So that's fine. That goes with the whole fucking adventure we're on. So we would like him to half-heartedly play the viola.
Do you ask him?
Yeah. Mm. On the way, and I'll be like, look, it would be really nice if you played some somber tunes.
He's got no modifier, so it's not going to be impressive unless he gets a 20. And he got a 20.
Yes! Yes! So we would like to say a few
it's
words.
Pretty impressive.
While we are tipping
he's impressed.
Criff's remains into the river, I would like him to play a very somber.
What do you say
lively.
About me?
Well, I think Leo can go first.
Okay. He was a good friend, loyal. Did we grow up together? What did we do?
I don't think so.
I love the idea of you asking the barrel that.
Yeah. Did we grow up together?
We had good times. We were both kicked out of our prospective schools of things. We bonded over capturing a princess. What a time we had. He will be missed, and he leaves behind a beautiful tabby cat who I can imagine now is catching pirate mice. Criff, you will be missed.
Pirate mice, there's an idea.
I don't know.
That's a freebie from me to you, Adam.
It's kind of
roll for me. How beautiful was my speech?
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good. All right.
It's good. All right. Moving.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Does Grayson shout it to you? Is he just weeping as he
Grayson's
plays the
pretty
viol?
Yeah, Grayson's pretty stoic throughout the entire thing.
I bring up Carmichael as well. And
you want to?
Uh-huh.
You want him to cry.
I want him to cry. I bring up Carmichael and that we were all
He starts crying.
Good. Aww. How we were moved when we lost
cries.
Carmichael. And now single that I hope that...
No sad face.
No, he wouldn't even be stoic. No, he stops playing. He's like breaks down a little.
In the afterlife.
I'm going to hold him.
That Criff can team up with Carmichael and they can go on rat adventures and collect all the moose head that they ever want. And I will miss him. Because they were my best friends.
I think I might actually cry, guys. It's not playing anymore.
It's going to be a good time.
Grayson, grabs you by the shoulder, leads you away a little bit. Then he walks over himself, puts a hand on the barrel, and he's silent for a good long while. And then he finally says, just going to miss you, mate.
Aww.
I didn't even have that many interactions with him.
I did.
You were on the boat with him for months.
Oh, that's true. We would have hung out.
Yeah.
At some point.
Shot the shit, whatever.
When he wasn't being sick overboard.
Or banging Ainsley over here. In those brief interludes, I would have been like, hey, man.
In between vomiting.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, I would like to say some words to Criff and to say that when I was first captured, I thought my life was over. But really... It just began.
Oh.
And without his gentle support and everything he's done, he... And then I just break down.
How much guilt do they feel? It should be a lot.
I don't know. Grayson isn't at fault here.
I don't think we're feeling guilty. Sorry, man. I just think we're just sad.
Sounds ambitious.
I would like to actively avoid mentioning the fact that the reason Criff died was because he tried to get me another date.
I was like, wow, that's a super awkward
thing. Speaking of which, Grayson hugs you very tightly when you break down.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to completely avoid that entirely.
Like from your own mind, just try and suppress it.
Yeah.
The listeners will always know.
Yeah, yeah, no. Well, I mean, I didn't. It's fine.
Justify it to yourself. Yeah. That's fine. Make whatever excuses you need to make.
I've had a year of guilt, Criff. I know exactly how I feel.
I was pretty sloshed that night, so I don't remember that much at all. So I feel zero guilt.
I can't remember anything.
No, you remember.
At all.
I feel a little pang of guilt.
So, yeah, and then I would like to back away and then pass the crowbar to Leo because he's the assassin.
Okay, this is my favourite part. God damn it.
Okay.
No,
were you hoping?
As you're going over to the crate with the crowbar... Grayson walks over. Oh, Grayson turns, like, he's hugging you, Ainsley. And as he's hugging you, he, like, turns around. And you feel him tense a little bit as that's happening. he lets you go, and he's like trying to do it tactfully, but it's kind of half a run. He gets up to Leo. He holds Leo, he grabs you by the shoulders, Leo, and he says, I think it's better to let him go like this.
How much built up gas is it?
Yeah, my point.
Oh
yeah.
My god, I would explode.
My point, yeah. I was so hoping he would not notice. I wanted you guys to get covered in it.
Okay.
Couldn't you just like poke a hole in it?
That'd be just as bad.
Maybe we can tie some rocks.
Then it'd be like a fucking spinning barrel shooting out goo everywhere.
What a way to go.
Can we tie some rocks onto the barrel and push it in?
Oh yeah, because otherwise I'll just float away. Some fisherman will be like, what's that? It's pulling it. Oh my god. Cracks it open, covered in you.
I'm not sure if a sealed barrel would float.
It would float, yes. Yeah. Especially considering it would be full of gas. It'd be so buoyant.
It's true, it's totally,
yeah. It'd be,
yeah,
super buoyant.
Grayson nods and says, don't worry, I'll do it.
Grayson, I have an idea. Why don't we walk away and then we'll just shoot it with an arrow?
That's the way I'd have wanted to go.
From the
flaming
bank.
Arrow.
Yeah.
A flaming arrow, like a Viking funeral.
Yeah, and then it explodes in the distance and it'll be gross.
No, I think didn't you said Carmichael, yeah, sunk to the bottom. I think he'd want to go,
yeah,
to the bottom.
Yeah,
not,
let's sink them.
Aww.
Grayson doesn't say this, but not explode when the flaming arrow burns through.
Grayson is, yeah, such, yeah, a champ.
He's such an angel.
I know. He's,
yeah,
really,
I just want to take this time.
Around.
Jack, sorry we botched resurrecting you.
Yeah, yeah, we're really sorry.
Cunts. Not even mad.
I just realized.
I think there's no chance now. You'd open me up in front of a cleric and he'd be like, this is so gross. Why would you do it? What's wrong with you? Get it out!
Vomit mixed with you.
Then somebody's going to have to mop me up.
Mm.
What are you doing, yeah, with my pickled head? I guess you've just still got that.
No,
you
we didn't,
didn't cut
we
it off.
It.
It's in the barrel.
Oh, you can't.
I've got your spell book.
It's not even as good. Now I want you to explode me so that maybe you can get my head. But I'm dead. So, oh well. Drop me in the river with
a donkey.
What
did you guys do with the pickled head?
It's in our backpack.
I don't even want to know.
No,
I don't want to know.
Backpack.
I just don't. I don't care.
We're going to take that to Goldcrest.
I'm, yes, tired.
Anywho, so tired. We push him into
no
the
breaks this whole time.
Push him into the river.
Yeah, Grayson attaches some rocks with rope, I guess. Oh, no, what he'd do is he'd get a sack, fill it with rocks, yeah, tie them together. That'd be easier.
As
that'd
we watch
smart
it go,
thing.
I, like, hold Ainsley's hand and squeeze it.
Goodbye, guys.
Grayson says, like, a little... Not Grayson, sorry, the big guy, the Nordic,
Nordic guy
who came with you. You still don't know his name. He says something as you're, like... He knows, I guess, that you're committing a fallen friend. So he says something and it sounds poetic in his language, but you don't understand what he says.
That's beautiful.
One of you should put down like just like a piece of wood, write my name on it.
It's no. It's in a river.
Well, just next to the river.
It's in the water now.
Is there a tree around?
It's a what is it?
It's
Adam,
a barren.
It's a
barren,
yeah,
is there like a tree?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
It doesn't matter. It's a barren.
It is a barren wasteland.
Wait, there's a bridge nearby, yeah?
I fucked that up, though, because I forgot to say it before I rolled it, because it is a barren wasteland.
There's a bridge, the bridge, yeah, yeah?
Yeah, there's the bridge.
Cool.
Other than that, it's
featureless, wooden bridge,
pretty,
yeah?
Much. No, it's stone.
Mm. You can carve in stone.
Yeah, right.
If you loved me, you'd do.
I get one of my go up to the bridge and get one of my daggers out and just start trying to chisel in Criff was here. But spelt poorly because I've had no proper education.
W-A-Z.
Yeah. Or just W-O-S.
Yes.
Could put my full name there, but I guess not.
That's not what you would have done.
What do you want to do after that?
Ainsley, I think.
Or you think.
I'm dead.
That's true.
I don't
we
think
started
anymore.
Something
my brain is
with
mush.
Criff, yeah, of killing wizards.
Yes.
Let's continue that by killing wizards.
All right.
And I might become one.
Yeah.
And I hug that spell book extra close. I can dual class, yes, Adam?
You want to be a wizard?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Good. Hug it extra tight.
That's becoming a wizard, multi-classing, man, that's such a hassle. You know what? We'll just do this next season on D&D is for Nerds.
If
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.